You seem to like this place, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why, I've just had success, you know, here, and I don't know, it's close to home, and, you know, maybe that's why, but, yeah, it's always fun, you know, coming into a building like this with really good fans and playing well. So.
Did you have any family or friends coming
My over? Families are actually in St. Louis right now, but there's, you know, a lot of family, friends, and, you know, people from, you know, Regina that always, you know, make the drive up here for games, and I know a few are here tonight.
You, give up the late goal in the third period, late goal at the end of the first period. Those can't be deflating, but not in this case. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, like I've always said, we don't really get two down or two up during the course of a game. We know it takes a full 60 minutes, and you know stuff like that's going to happen. So we just stick with it, and we've been doing a good job of finding ways to win. And you know, in this league, you got to do stuff like that.
First of four. Sorry, go ahead, Jane.
How would you describe, you know, the achievement of having seven straight wins, you know, the most in the league right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it feels good. Gives us confidence, gives us stuff to build on. And obviously, we still have a lot of things we need to work on. We have to get better, but it does give us that confidence to, you know, keep playing well. And a lot of games have been tight games, so finding ways to win those is also huge.
This will be your first of four against Winnipeg. Anything important to keep in mind, and you got to face them again in 2 days?
I mean, obviously, up front they got some guys up there that you really got to be aware of when they're on the ice. So, you know, take away those guys' time and space as much as you can. Limit their opportunities. They're great players. They're going to get a few opportunities for sure. But we got to try and limit those, and then just try and play our game. I think that's what we do every night. We don't really worry about, you know, the other team. We just want to try and dictate the play the way we do and play our style of hockey.
They seem like they got some rushes on you, some counterattacks. That's part of their game, but obviously you'd like to limit that.
So. Yeah, that's something we need to clean up, turning the puck over, especially at the blue lines. That's something that's crept into our game a little bit. I think when you do win a few games in a row, you do get a little too confident sometimes to make plays where, you know, our style of play is getting pucks in deep and grinding in the offensive zone more so than off the rush. So, you know, we got to clean up the blue lines a little bit.
Perron said he thought maybe the team was getting a little tired at the end. I mean, it's been a very long day for you guys. Did you sense that at all?
I mean, yeah, it's a tough day flying here in the morning and then playing. But, you know, as a group, I thought we were fine. We, again, found a way to win and, you know, got her done.
Yeah. Your chemistry with Thomas seems like you're right back there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, once you play with the guy for a while, kind of learn what spots you're going to be in the ice. I kind of know where to go when he has the puck to try and get open. And, you know, he sees the ice so well, makes really good plays. So if I do work hard and get to those areas of the ice to, you know, get those looks, he's going to get me the puck. So it's fun playing with a guy like that. And also Steiner, I think, you know, he does a lot of the dirty work, a lot of the things that don't go noticed. But we notice him in here, and he's huge for our line.